Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili Ili Honganji. Moili Ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moiliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Wendy Nakanishi, in memory of Mr. and Mrs. Tsunegoro and Shigeo Morimoto. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Yuka Hasebe of Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin. Good morning, Reverend Hasebe.
Joy, kangi, means to be gladdened in body and gladdened in heart. It means to rejoice beforehand at being assured of attaining what one shall attain. Notes on one's calling and many callings. Good morning. Thank you very much for joining White Way Broadcast. Our founder, Shinran Shonin's main work in the Kyogyo Shinsho, The True Teaching, Practice, and Realization. Shinran Shonin quoted the word from Master Tao Cho's writing and wrote as such. Those who have been born first guide those who come later, and those who are born later join those who were born before. When I think about it, I can't stop thinking about the people who were born and left this world before me. Because they treasured and handed down the teachings, I am now able to listen to the Buddha Dharma and living this life with appreciation of being embraced. Which means Amida Buddha constantly encouraging me, calling me, and telling me that, Yuika, you will experience sufferings and sadness of the life. You have to go through them no matter you like it or not. But I am always with you, and you will never be alone. That feeling of being together with great compassion and wisdom, and a feeling of being secure and embraced, gives me great comfort, encouragement, and the courage to live. I would like to share one story today. Once upon a time, there was an elderly man named Gem. Gen visited his temple every morning and attended the morning service together with the minister. In the rain or in the sun, Gen came to the temple every single day and enjoyed sutra chanting and message. But all of a sudden, Gen stopped coming to the temple. The minister thought, "Oh, why Gen stop coming to the service? I hope he's okay." The minister worried about Gen, and he decided to visit him. "Knock, knock, Gen, how are you? I stopped by to see you." The minister was invited to Gen's room, and they saw him weakly lay down on the bed. As minister expected, the reason Gen couldn't come to the temple was because Gen was sick. Gen looked very happy to see his minister friend. Then he said, Sensei, finally, the sickness caught me." His sickness seems very serious and critical. Gen didn't even have a strength to sit up for a while on the bed, and his voice was very weak. Then the minister was about to ask again what was wrong with him, but before he ended his question, Gen said, "Sensei, since this sickness has been started, my heart is always filled with happiness." The minister thought he misheard what Gen said, but Gen repeated the same thing, "I am very happy." The minister questioned Gen why he had been so happy, and Gen said, "I am old now, and this sickness is very strong. So every night I go to bed, I think I might not be able to wake up tomorrow morning. Every night, I think where I would go if I couldn't wake up next morning. Then I remember Dharma message you always talk to me. That is right, I will be born into the Pure Land by the compassionate power of Amida Buddha. That's right, that's right. My seat is already reserved at the Pure Land. If my eyes wouldn't open tomorrow morning, I will be taken to the Pure Land and I will meet my loved ones. Then I feel that I can't wait to be born into the Pure Land. Then I recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, and sleep." Then he continued, "But I am still living. Every morning, I slowly opened my left eye. For a while, all world looked vague, but slowly, I can see a ceiling of my room clearly. Indescribable happiness overwhelms me at the moment. Ah, I am still alive. At the moment, the joy and happiness overwhelms me. It is like that I have my birthday every day. Every day is my birthday." In tradition, Japanese custom, we all age at the same time on January 1st of every year. A monk Ikkyu left the poem, "Kadomatsu wa meido no tabi no ichirizuka, medetaku mo ari, medetaku mo nashi." It means, Kadomatsu is a milestone toward to the other shore. It is auspicious thing, and also not so auspicious. Kadomatsu is the decoration of New Year, and we celebrate the New Year, but also New Year was a birthday for old-time people in Japan. It is happy thing, but it means our remaining days on the earth is 1 year shorter. However, Gen's perspective of living and dying is different than this poem. Gen said, "Living is happy thing, but a dying is also happy thing. Living is wonderful, but dying is also wonderful. For people who know the final destination of their lives, living and dying is equally precious. The new perspective, the new way of seeing the world is revealed to them." At the beginning, I read the sentences quoted from Notes on One's Calling and Many Callings. Joy, kangi, means to be gladdened in body and gladdened in heart. It means to rejoice beforehand at being assured of attaining what one shall attain. This rejoice beforehand at being assured of attaining what one shall attain means we may not receive it yet, but rejoice it what we will receive unfailingly someday. Gen's life was not ended in this world, and he was not born into the Pure Land yet. But he rejoiced to be born into the Pure Land unfailingly while he had lived in this world. This Gen story teaches us that there is a realm which people can see both living and dying are equally precious. No need to be afraid to live, and no need to be afraid to die. There is no difference between Gen's one day and my one day. Like Gen, we open our eyes every morning. It is our birthday. We receive the new day. When we close our eyes, and when we leave from the Saha world, it is also our birthday to be born into the Pure Land. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Hasebe, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 3rd, there will be a special Zoom Buddha Day service from the Hawaii Buddhist Council. The speaker will be Dr. Glenda Nogami Struefert, former manager of Kauai Civil Defense Agency. The topic will be adapting and responding to uncertain situations and interactions with others. Go to the honganjihawaii.com to register for the service. This afternoon from 3 to 5, Dr. Michael Chung will have a seminar called From Values to Actions, Working Towards a Purposeful Life. Go to the Buddhist Studies Center website to get a link to the seminar. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Wendy Nakanishi, and our speaker, Reverend Yuka Hasebe of Humpa Honganji, Hawaii. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend So Kalu, Associate Minister of the Humpa Honganji Hawaii Petsuin. Namo Amida Butsu.